when he just saw it, the katani veni yodei eitim ikem. He says he doesn't know which one. So Shema Amina, like Tosfos says, the mash mashlo noida lami yerlam. He never knew which one. Mishum de lehevei behem, because he wasn't with them. Mid lekatani shachachti. Like Lechur, if he was right with them, so then at the time, for sure he saw which one of the two became tamei. Then it should have said if he maybe he forgot which one. But here it says any yodei mashmi, he never knew. So we can't be talking about that the third person is standing with them, because then for sure you see which one became tamei. So it has to be that he was standing far away, and he saw now between the tumah was thrown between one of them. So that's the case that he was not with them. The shas tumah, there are only two people there. So that's the klal of suffik tumah v'shas yachin esveiko is tamei, and we can't make both of them tamei. Like Taisa says, because that for sure didn't happen. We could only say we could only make it as if it really happened. What really happened was only one became tamei. So menasofik, one is tamei, and they have to bring these set of karbonos. Right, then the Mishnah says what? Megalchin Mavin. So with these two people now, we make both of them take two haircuts. They are both taking two haircuts. So the question now is, good the first haircut, that halacha that they have to do. Both of them have to take the first haircut. But then we tell them to wait another 30 days, and we make them both take another haircut. Now the second haircut, one of them is doing shloikedin, because one of them was tar all the way, all along. So his first haircut, he finished. The second haircut, he has no mitzvah to take a haircut. So the question is, v'yamai, how could we let both of them take a second haircut? Dilma lav tamei minun. One of them was not tamei. So by one of them, the second haircut he's taken, there's no mitzvah for him to take it. Ukovet akofa, and he's cutting off his payas. There's an issue to cut off his payas. When a nozir takes the haircut, he has to cut off all his hair. All the hair of the head you have to cut off. Even your payas also. So Vishlam, if you're a nozir, that's the mitzvah that say to take a haircut, so you have a right to do it. The yes is Dechar Eloysa say. But over here, the second haircut they're taking. Only one of the two really has the chiyah to take the second haircut. The other one has no mitzvah. So how can he do it misafik, do a safik aveira? Volkovet akofa, he's cutting off all his hair, he's being over the lav. So Gemara answers, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel answers, Enechnami, be isha. Atei Mishnah is talking about an isha. Or else the cotton. My cotton will soon see. It's talking about an isha. Either the isha gave the haircut, or else talking about an isha, she was in the zero. These two people were noshim. So therefore, by an isha, there's no issa to cut off a payas. Like Taisa says, be isha, but rosh isha. We're talking about these two nizirim, were noshim, were ladies. She'ena asura bakofa. By a lady, there's no issa to cut off a hair, cut off a payas. The dashina besamech, kol she'ena biyashchosa, ena bakofa. Whoever doesn't have the yis of cutting off his beard doesn't have the yis of cutting off his payas. And a lady doesn't have a beard, therefore she doesn't have the yis of cutting off her payas. So Shmuel answered, our Mishnah is talking about the two people there were noshim. Therefore they're allowed to take this haircut. For the Gemara, the lukma begodul, why doesn't he want to say no? We're talking about a godul now. We're talking about an older person. The hakofas kol rosh loy shemei hakofa. And let him say that we hold that kofas kolorosh is loishmei akofa. In other words, if you cut off all the hair of your head, that's not the issa of cutting off the payas. There's one man the Yoma that says that if you cut off all your hair, there's no issa. The issa of cutting off your payas is just like to make a straight line between your temples and the back of your ear. Like just cutting off the payas, that's the issa of cutting off your payas. But if you shave off all your hair of your head, then there's no issa of cutting off the payas. So according to that man the Yoma, the mission is very good. The Mishnah says they take this type of a haircut, means they cut off all the hair. Then there's no risk of cutting off the payas. So why didn't Shmuel answer this? So Gemara says, Midulay Mukim Lo, Hachi, since Shmuel did not answer our Mishnah, that we're talking about a Godol, and by him it's Mutter, is Shmamina, from here we see it, and that's the halacha, that Kesava Shmuel holds, Ha'kofas Kol Harosh, Shmei Ha'kofa. That if a person goes to shave off all his hair of his head with his payas, that's also a lav. That's also the yisur of Takifa Pashra Sheikhem. You can't cut off your payas. So therefore Shmuel has to answer, how does our Mishnah give a heter to take a second time a haircut? One of them is doing an Aveira, the Territiz, the Mishnah is talking about the Nisha. By a Nisha there's no yisur to cut off a payas. Mazutra Masnilo Lahosh Maitato the Shmuel Asaifa. Mazutra learned that Shmuel answered by a Godol, by Nisha, is talking about the Saifa. What does the Sefer say? Nozir shahoye tamei. The Sefer of the Mishnah before we had. The Mishnah before we had was that the Gemara brought down before. It's a Mishnah later, the next Mishnah, that Nazir Shoyetomei Besofik or Muchlak Besofik. We had a case before that it was a Nazir, and the first day it was Nazirus, he came in contact with a Sofik Tumah. It was a Sofik that became Tomei, or Sofik, he's a Muchlak, whether he was a Mitzar or not. So said before, we had the Cheshbin was Oichel BeKodeshim Liach HaShishim Yoyim. He's allowed to eat Kodeshim first after 60 days, he has to wait. Or Megaleach Dalat HaKalachas. And he could first finish his Nazirus after 120 days we had. And over there the Cheshbin was, he has to take 4 haircuts. Every 30 days he has to take another haircut. So the Roman are Suffolk. So over there the question was, how do we let this one person take 4 haircuts? Shaving off all your head, all your hair of the head, it's a Suffolk, I've a covered a kofa. Look where the person by taking such a haircut of cutting off your payas, it's a lava Torah. What's the heter over there? And now this, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel answers again, Be'yishiv HaKotan, that the Mishnah over there, the next Mishnah again is talking about an Isha. Talking about she's a lady, so by her we're allowed to give her 4 haircuts. Because for an Isha, there's no Issa shaving off all her hair. Omar Rav Huna, Huna says like this now, that HaMakif Es HaKotan HaRehu Chayiv. You know, if somebody goes to a Kotan and gives him a haircut and cuts off his payas, he's Chayiv. Even though the kid is a Kotan, the kid is not mechuyiv in mitzvahs, but I call upon him by this love of not to cut off the payas, there's an issur upon the nikif and the makif. The nikif means the one that receives the haircut, and the makif is the one that's giving the haircut. So the Torah says the one that gives the haircut is also over the love. Therefore, even though you're cutting a Kotan, he's not chayiv, but if you're a gadol, you're giving him a haircut, there's an issur upon you to give him the haircut, to cut off his payas. So that's what Rav Huna says, HaMakev Es HaKotan HaReyu Chayiv. Whoever gives the haircut to a Kotan, he's also Chayiv, is over this lav. I told you to say, HaMakev Es HaKotan Chayiv, Techik Siv Rachmon Eloi Sakifu Pas, Af HaPayis the Kotan Azer. The Torah says, not the cut of the payis, it even goes upon the Kotan, that a Kotan is also an Issa. That's what Rav Huna holds. Oh, Malay Ravada Barava, so Ravada Barava is the Kasha back to Rav Huna. He asked him, he said to Rav Huna, to you, to Rav Huna, according to your cheshbon that you hold, that whoever gives the haircut to a cotton is over this lav, if so, v'didoch man megalach loin. First, Rav Adam Barava saw the way Rav Huna's own kid had a haircut, that his payas was cut off. So he asked Rav Huna, according to your cheshbon, who gave your kid a haircut? As you say, that Nagodol, if somebody gives a haircut to a kid, he's over the lav. So how does your kid have such a haircut? The kid Mustam didn't do it to himself. Stam a baba did it. So how do you let a baba do it? The baba's over. I maybe went to goy to do it. No, but I said didn't go to. So Gemara Navar Zor, you can't take a haircut by goy mikredin. Less is in front of the shusrab, and you're afraid they'll kill you. So Mustam a Jew gave him the haircut. So he asked him, who gave him the haircut? Udidoch man galachloin. So Vada Rava asked Rav Huna, who gave your kid the haircut? He has a haircut without payas. Who cut off his payas? Omele answered back to him, Chayva. My wife Chayva did it. She gave him a haircut. She cut off his payas also. She gave him such a haircut. So Vaya says, he holds up Usunsi, Rav Huna holds up Pialocha, that an Isha, she's not Bechlau the love of Makif either. An Isha would be allowed to give anybody a haircut. She's Bechlau, not Bechlau the love. That's Rav Huna Shita. Usunsi why? So therefore, he held his wife was allowed to give his kid a haircut. The kid is not over the Averi, he's a cotton. I does nist upon the makif, the barber. That's only if it's a man. But Rav Huna holds an Isha, since she does not have the law for herself to cut off her own payas, so she is not the chlal the law of cutting off somebody else's payas. So therefore, Rav Huna held that his wife was allowed to cut off his kid's payas. Therefore, his wife gave him the haircut. On this, Rav Adam Barava answered back and said, like he argued, and he holds, will soon say, not like that. Rav Adam Barava holds that a lady is not allowed to give a godly, is not allowed to give a man a haircut. If so, Rav Adam Barava said back to Huna like, Tik berinu chayvul abenei. He said like a klola, that your wife should bury her children. In other words, Rav Adam Barava held not like that. He held that a wife is not allowed to cut off the payas. So he said like this klola, so Rashi says, Tay says, Chayva tikmer levrei, the Yisura kovda, because she's doing an Issa. Like, Anisha is not allowed to give a haircut. So since your wife did it, like gave her a klola, that she should bury your kids. So Gemara says that's what happened to Akka, that Kula Shoni the Rav Adam Barava, all the years that Rav Adam Barava was alive, La Yikayim Le Zara Rav Huna. Rav Huna did not have any children. Like Tay says, Kishkogosh Yotzim Flay Ashalit. Even though Avadim and some Avadim and Rav did not mean it, he didn't really mean to give such a curse. He only meant to say the halacha that she's doing an issa. But for sure, he did not mean to really give such a curse. But that's the klal that by tzaddik is called kishgoga yes b'fnei hashalit. Whatever he says, even though he didn't mean it, still a klala. When he says a klala would happen. And halachas kam v'kam, if he gives a bracha, the person gives a bracha even though he doesn't mean it. For sure, the bracha will take place. The call for him here, he gave this curse even though he didn't mean it. But all those years, his children did not live. So I call upon him, it's a machlokes now, Rav Huna and Rav Ada Bar Ava, was it right for his wife Chayva to give his kid a haircut to cut off his pace? So what's the machlokes here? So it says like this, Michti, let's see. Tavayu Sviruluhu, both of them hold, Rav Huna and Rav Ada Bar Ava both hold, Hakofas Kol HaRosh, Shemeh Hakofa. And even though you cut off all the top of your hair with the pace, that's all b'chlad Allah. Because here by stois, that's the type of haircut the kid had. Stam, he had all his hair cut off, not just the face. And still it's a question, who was allowed to do it? The wife. But I call upon him, not like that, not for the wife, by God, it would be also. So see, both of them hold that even though you're cutting off all the hair of your head, you're shaving off, there's also the lav. You're not allowed to cut off, shave off your face. So now, what's the machlokes now if a wife is allowed to give the haircut or not? But my kamiflugi, what's the machlokes then? What do they argue in? Like this. Rav Huna holds. The pasuk says, "Loisa kifu pashma sheichem, for loisashchis es pasukonecha." The same pasuk says you can't destroy your payas, and you can't destroy your beard. The payas of the beard, there are five payas of the beard. You can't destroy your beard. So Rav Huna dashins, kol sheyesh loy hashchosa. Whoever has an isashchosa of the beard, whoever grows a beard, yesh loy hakofa. They're also the chlal of yisra not to shave off your payas. Of the hani noshi, but ladies, hoyu v'lesnayu b'yashchosa, since they're not the chlal of yisra of shaving off their beard, because posha they don't have a beard, so the Torah, when the Torah was talking about shaving off a beard, the Torah was not talking to ladies. If so, l'snayu nami b'yakofa, they're not the chlal of yisra of a makif either, they're not the chlal of yisra of giving a haircut. So according to Rav Huna, if a lady would go even to a gadol and shave off his payas, she would not be doing the Issa. Could be he'd be doing the Issa. But I call upon him, she would not be doing the Issa. According to Rav Huna, a lady is not the chlal the Issa of shaving off her payas. Not only her own payas can she do, but even somebody else's payas also she's allowed to do. That's what Rav Huna holds. Letoy says, V'ani noshi, hoyv lesnayo bashchosa, lesnayo b'akofa, dein liyos nikofois, dein lahakaf acherim, v'yafilu l'godom otaris. A lady is not b'chlal v'yisra to receive the haircut or to give the haircut. And as far as they're concerned, they could even go to a godol and give a godol a haircut also. That's Rav Huna shita, an isha is not b'chlal v'sisa of shaving off the payas. But Rav Ada Bar Ava, so Rav Ada Bar Ava holds no. Echad hamakiv v'yechad hanikiv v'mashma. He learns no, that there's an issa for the one to receive the haircut, and no one is an issa for the one to give the haircut. And when the Torah says, loy sashchis, loy sakifu pasro shechem, and the lashon of loy sakifu it's mashma, echad hamakiv v'yechad hanikiv. And so he says, pashto dekro, vadil hanikiv azarachmona. Even though Toshib Shan the Pasuk is the person can't receive the haircut, it's nisr upon you not to have your payas shaven off. But the pas rasheichen ksiv, dainu manikif, v'miyu midikom aloy sakifu. It says a lashon loy sakifu. V'loy ksiv loy sukfu, husav halav gam ala makif. And the love goes upon the makif, the one giving the haircut also. Alright, turn over. So therefore, what's not saying? So therefore, Badavarava holds the Yisra's upon both, a Makiv and a Nikiv. And he holds like this now, the Iskish Makiv la Nikiv. But he makes the Hekish the Makiv to the Nikiv. The main thing is totally upon the Nikiv, the one receiving the haircut. He holds like this, Badavarava. Kol Heichot the Nikiv Mechayiv. Anytime he's cutting off a Godel's hair, a Zohar, a man's hair, that the Nikiv is being over the lav, Makiv Nami Mechayiv. No matter who gives this haircut is over the lav, even if it's an Isha. If an Isha gives the haircut to a Godol, the Isha would also be over the lav. Rav Ada Bar Ava holds that the Makif, the one that gives the haircut, is totally in the Nikif. Whenever the Nikif, the one receiving the haircut, is over a lav, if he's a Godol, if he's a man, it's a lav him, then whoever gives the haircut is also over the lav. But he holds v'hai cotton. But if you only have a kid, ho yivihu gufa la varenshino de mechayiv, since the kid himself is not a bar mitzvah yet, he is not over the lav of receiving a haircut. So since he's not over the lav, therefore makif nami loy mechayiv. Therefore, whoever gives the haircut to a cotton is also not over the avera. That's what Rav Adah Bar Rava holds. So according to Rav Adah Bar Rava, it wouldn't be an akasha, how does a kid have a haircut like this? According to Rav Adah Bar Rava, any barber can give a haircut to a kid, cut off his payas. Because since the kid is not called the bar oinshin, therefore the makif is also not called the bar oinshin. Rav Adah Bar Rava only asked the kasha back to Rav Huna, that Rav Huna himself holds not like this. Rav Huna himself holds that the case was a cotton. So he asked him, who gave the haircut to your kid? He answered, only his wife. Mash miyod, if a gadol gave the haircut to the kid, the gadol would be over. So if you hold that a gadol, the makiv, has the lav, even b'mokim with the nikiv is not chayiv, Rav Adah Bar Rava holds then a lady would be the same halacha also. In other words, Rav Adah Bar Rava does not hold that a lady can be a baba. A lady, true, she doesn't have her own lav not to have her own payas karuf. But when it comes to giving a haircut to a man, she's just like any other man, b'chlal the yisa. That's what Rav Adah Bar Rava holds. So therefore, according to Rav Huna, he holds whoever gives the haircut to a cotton is over the Avera, so then he holds, according to that Svara, Nisha would also be over the Avera. Rav Adah Bar Rava only holds that we make hekesh of the makif to the nikif. He holds that any time the nikif, the person receiving the haircut, is allowed to receive the haircut, then there's no issur upon the barber, whether it's an isha, whether it's a gadol. That's what Rav Adah Bar Rava holds. Rav Huna holds no. Rav Huna holds there are two separate isurim. There's nisr upon the nikif to receive the haircut, and there's nisr upon the makif to give the haircut. So if you're a gadol giving a haircut to a katan, the barber is over the lav. He's not allowed to give a haircut to the katan. Therefore, the only time Rav Huna let his kid receive this haircut was his wife. He let his wife give the haircut because Rav Huna holds the wife, since she's not bechlal her own nisr of shaving off her own payas. She's not bechlal the yisr of giving somebody else the haircut. So that's the machlokes. Do we make a hekesh isha herself that she's always mutter, or no, we make the hekesh to makir to the nikif? So Mora says now, leima akopas kol rosh tanoihi. By kol ponim, so far here, all the amoraim hold here that by shaving off your whole head with the payas, you're over the lav. The Mora says, let's say this is a machlokes tanoim. The Tanur Rabbanan read like this. The pasuk says roshay. Not Talmud Leima. Why does it say the pasuk roshay? This is by Mitzrayim. It says the word roshay, that a Mitzrayim has to cut off all the hair of his head. It says you can't shave off your payas. Yochalaf Mitzrayim. Okay, maybe Mitzrayim also can't do it. Talmud Leima roshay. That's why I need a pasuk roshay that it's smuta. So here, how does the Mitzrayim take a haircut? A Mitzrayim has to shave off all the hair of his head. So this man Yama for sure holds that if it wouldn't have been for the Mitzrayim, it would be alive. You're not allowed to shave off all the hair of your head. Only by a Mitzrayim it's muta. So that's why we need a Pasuk Roshay to say that a Mitzrayim is allowed to take even this type of haircut, shaving off all your hair. For Tanya, Edoch, another bride says, no. Roshay matam aloyma. What do we need a Pasuk Roshay for? For Vishenem, Magabi knows the Tali of our Roshay. Yochalav knows the Mitzrayim can't amaloyma Roshay. So you need the Pasuk no for a Nazir. By a nozir, even if it's a mitzvah, the pasuk says by a nozir can't shave off his hair. So maybe a nozir to mitzvah also can't. Tamalaymi could, but according to the second man diyama, for a regular mitzvah you do not need the pasuk. Why not? My lav tanoihi. That's the machlekes tanoim. Leman diyama nozir kisav akavus kol rosh loishem akava. So meilu chiyase kro limitchi es loisa seviyesei v'dechsav akavus kol rosh me akava. All right, stop here. You're holding daf nunche somer aleph. Again, the shaila was last gemara before was kashet last gemara daf nun zainam abeis was tanoihi. Let's say it's a machlokes tanoim. The Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brayse like this: roishoy. The pasuk says roishoy by a mitzoyra. So he has to cut off, take a shave off his hair. So it says kol gufay. Then it also says roishoy his head. So Ma Talmud Leima, was the pasuk have to say Roshoy? It says already he has to cut off Kol Saroy. So he's saying Lufi Shenama, because the pasuk says Loi Saki for Pasur Sheichim. You're not allowed to shave off the payas. You can't shave off the sides of your head.